Call your attention to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And in this 20th chapter, we find what we call the law, the Ten Commandments. The Bible reads, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Talking to the children of Israel. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of any or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy man servant or thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that there is, and rest the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant or his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his nor anything that is thy neighbor's." Sometimes children don't understand some of the words that are in the Word of God. So we just try to be a little mindful this morning. Then the Bible tells us in our supporting text, verses of 15 and 21 out of the 14th chapter of John that you've already heard, "If you love me, keep my commandments. He that have my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him." On the basis of those verses, I'd like to speak to you this morning from the thought, if you want to prove that you love Jesus, you got to obey and keep God's law. If you want to prove that you love Jesus, you got to obey and keep God's law. We're going to move right into this morning. If you want to prove that you love Jesus, you got to obey and keep God's law. We come this morning into this holy place of worship, and every one of us ought to be thankful that God has blessed us just to see another day. As I say those words this morning, especially concerning the news that we've heard this morning, that ought to hit home with us. That we are here this morning. We are yet still amongst the living. The blood is still running warm in our veins. And many of you got a job to go to tomorrow. Many of you got activities that you have planned for tomorrow. But you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Actually, you don't know what the rest of the day is going to bring, because there's no guarantee that you are going to see tomorrow. But God has blessed us with his mercy and his love and allowed us another opportunity to assemble ourselves together. And in coming together this morning, we come to magnify and exalt his holy name. And we got to have the mindset this morning, as I've heard many already say, that even in the midst of all of this, we still lift up the name of Jesus. We still give God the praise, because we understand that God is yet in control. I could not have my being if it was not for the power of a loving and then, thank God, a merciful God. And there are times that all we got to do is just think about how good God has been to us. Despite the things that we may be going through, God is still a mighty good God. And then I find that he is true to his promise, because God says that he will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. And in those times when we misunderstand where God is, all we got to do is call his name. All we got to do is just touch ourselves and see that God is still real. And there are times that we just got to be excited about who God is. His word says that he will go with us. And even as we read that in our response to reading, God says that I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I'll go with you on your good days. I'll go with you on your bad days. And on those days when you lose your strength, I'll hold you in my arms. And even though being in the flesh, you may be weak, when you are weak, I am able to make you strong. What a mighty God we serve this morning. And as we come this morning, we continue to work out our own soul salvation. And let us be mindful of the fact that without the love of Jesus, without having the trust and the confidence in him, that nothing is too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. I am a believer this morning. I'm a witness this morning that there's nothing that God cannot do. We got to know that God is willing and able to meet us and reach us wherever we are. If you're an individual this morning and the enemy got your mind crowded, that you've done things so bad that you're just in a rut and you're down in a hole, I want to let you know that if you call on the name of Jesus, then God will crawl down in that hole with you and let you know that I will bring you out. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. And we must understand that when we take the time out to come to the house of God, we should come in with purpose. We ought to came in here this morning with a mindset that I come to praise the Lord. I didn't come to be seen by nobody. I didn't come to let it be written down on the book that I came to church this morning. But I came to God for a purpose. I came to tell God, thank you for what he's done for me. I came to glorify God, because it was him that woke me up this morning. I almost overslept. In fact, I overslept this morning. Me and my crazy self had the alarm set for p.m. I would have slept all the way to this evening. My pearl, I'm laying in there dreaming about food. No, I wasn't going to wake up. Thank God my daughter called me to make sure her daughter was up. And if she hadn't called, I'd probably still been laying there with Warren Kane. But I had purpose, so I jumped right up and got myself together and just knocked off the little whiskers on my face and jumped in the shower right quick. Didn't take a good shower. I just let the water run on me and got out. You bathe every day. You ain't got to worry about washing yourself. You ain't going to get that funky. So sometimes you got to realize that I got to be quick, fast, and in a hurry. I got to get where I'm going. I got a purpose this morning. I got some folk down there waiting on me. I don't want them to wonder where MK is at. That's the kind of God I serve. Just when you need him the most, he always got somebody. Somebody that will make a call. That somebody that will let you know that it's time. It's time for us to get on one accord. I found out that people wear this face, that everything is all right. But knowing that within you got some things going on that you need the Lord to help you deal with. We will walk around and sometimes somebody will say, how you doing? And we quickly say, oh, I'm all right. But you know your back hurting, your leg hurting, your mind is crowded. You're worried about your bills. That there are so many things that can be going on with you. But there are times that you don't want nobody to know. And that's a good thing sometimes because you can't let the enemy know what you're going through. So you see, the enemy, his job is to make you feel lower than you're supposed to feel. His job is to make you feel like that you're not going to make it. But I beg to differ this morning. I serve a God that'll bring you through. I serve a God that'll give you your strength back. I serve a God that if you call on him, he'll be right there in the midst of every situation. Is there anybody in here that know that your God has been there for you when mama wasn't there, daddy wasn't there, your brother wasn't there, your pastor wasn't there, but God was right there with you? Glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time, and I come with a purpose to praise and to preach the Holy Writ. I found out and I'm reminded of Paul, where Paul declared that he would let nothing or nobody separate him from the love of God. You got to hold on to what you got. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday after the funeral service for Sister Jessie, and he shared with me just how blessed he was. How that he'd been down on the bed of affliction, and he'd even had to go and have surgery, but he didn't share it with many people, but he knew that God was good. He knew that God had brought him through, and as I stood there and listened to him, I was encouraged by where he is in God. I was encouraged and I was enlightened to know that he has really been going through. And sometimes when you're going through, you need somebody. But then there are times when you're going through, you can't tell everybody what you're going through. And I respected him for that. And all I was able to say was him, well, me too. But you see, sometimes you got to know that it's not about you. You see, a thought came to my mind to share with him the thing that I had gone through, but it wasn't my day of testimony. So sometimes you just got to listen to what somebody else has gone through, and you got to keep your little stuff to yourself and say, brother, that's all right. I'm so glad to know that God has done what he's done for you. And sometimes you just got to walk up. So you know how we have the tendency sometimes to overtake a conversation. We want our situation to be worse than their situation. We want our blessing to be better than their blessing. But the same God that touched him touched me. And I didn't have to let him know, because the same thing that I felt like he felt, everybody don't need to know what you're going through. But it's good to let somebody know, because I don't want to pray all by myself. Anybody glad you got somebody praying for you this morning? I'm glad to know that I serve and I belong to a great God. A God that lets us know it's time for us to get a personal relationship with him. And we got to know what God expects of his people. You cannot obey what you don't know. God won't hold you accountable for that you don't know. But don't know and then act like you don't know just to suit your case. Talking to somebody in here. So I already told you that I read the Sunday school lesson. It dawned on me how important it is for us to know that we must trust and obey the laws of God. The laws that God set in place as a guideline for our daily living. Understanding the relationship that we should have with him. And then the relationship that we ought to have with other people. We tend to say that the law don't apply to me because I'm living in the New Testament. And Jesus died, so I don't have to worry about what God said to the children of Israel, because I'm not in Israel. I'm not in bondage. But a lot of us are bound right now. We are slaves to sin. We are slaves to the he say, she say. We are slaves to the unknown. And we got to let go of some things and let God be God. We got to know that God wants us to learn and to obey his word, especially his law. I found these words in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 3, where it reads, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth him begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. So in other words, what Jesus is saying, that if you say that you love God and Daryl love God, then I ought to be able to love Daryl. I may not like some of his ways. I may not like some of the things that come out of his mouth. But because he is a brother, because he is a child of the King, if he loved God, then I ought to love God. And not only love God, I ought to love him. We have respect of persons. We love on condition. As long as you're doing something for me, I love you. But as soon as you don't have what I need or have what I want, then I don't have time for you. But I'm so glad to have some folk in my life this morning that love me when I don't have a dime in my pocket. I'm glad to have somebody that love me when I don't have any advice to give you this morning because I'm all filled up myself. Jesus says, by this we know that we love the children of God and keep his commandments. For this is the law of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In other words, that we believe in Christ, that is the ground of our fellowship. Faith in Christ is proved by the conduct that we exhibit for those that say that they love God. If we love God, we also ought to love one another. Love is of him, and it makes the commandments light. It makes them feel like it's not a heavy burden. And you ever learned, you ever seen how sometimes we go down through the list and there are things that we can check off that we get a plus sign for, and then there are things we got to ask God, help me. Some of us inclined to believe that we done already arrived. We already got everything under control. But I wonder this morning, is there anybody that know that if you say that you love God, you got to learn how to trust the power of a loving God. Our supporting text tells us by the words of Jesus this morning. It said that if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, in the 21st verse, he says that he that have my commandments and keepeth them. So in other words, you can know them, but if you don't do them, they're not doing you any good. Ten commandments, that there was a time that in some of our houses, they was on a picture frame or on a plaque. And our ancestors and our older folk realized just how important those Ten Commandments were. Earlier in our childhood in Sunday school, if you didn't learn nothing else, you learned the Lord's Prayer and you learned the Ten Commandments and you learned the 23rd Psalm. Because you got to know that the Lord is my shepherd. And if God is my shepherd, then God has laid down a law, and I got to learn how to live by the law. Anybody in here living by God's law, or you living by your own accord? You know how it is. We got some folks, as soon as you get grown, you feel like I can do anything I want to do. But we got some of them up in here. But I don't have to worry about fighting their battle with them. All I got to do is just let God handle them. Bible says that you would keep them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So if I love God, then God says that he gonna love me back. If I love Jesus the Christ, Jesus said, if I love God, then he will also let me know that the Father will love me too. Well, now we get into the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we got to understand that Jesus did not just come in the New Testament. He was already a part of God. And God said that I love you so much that I'm going to give you my only begotten Son. That all you got to do is believe in him. Don't believe in your paycheck. Your paycheck is going to run short.
that don't believe in that job, because sometimes when they change hands in the upper management, they may get rid of some folk and you might be on the list. Doesn't matter that you come to work every day. Doesn't matter that you done gave them all of your time. They didn't just call your name and say to come to the office and let you know that I'm sorry, but I gotta let you go. You can cuss, you can fuss, you can fight, but security gonna take you right on up out of there. Now you're jobless and you got a court bill. If we love him, we got to learn to be obedient to him. We got to know that loving Christ, if we care enough about him, then we ought to care enough to keep his commandments. In order for us to keep them, we got to know them. Now, I just stopped by to tell you this morning that if you want to prove that you love Jesus, you don't have to go around with a sign on your chest. You don't have to go around boasting about I'm saved and sanctified and I'm highly favored in the Lord. All you got to do is walk like somebody. You got to learn how to treat your neighbor right. If you're going to prove that you love Jesus this morning, you got to learn to obey and keep God's law. You see, these are the laws that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And as God spoke to the people of God, God began to talk and they saw thundering and lightning and they saw the noise of the trumpet. And all of the mountains began to be covered in smoke. And the Bible declared that as they began to hear, they got afraid of the power of a loving God. I found that they told Moses, Moses, I need you to talk to me. Because if I allow the Lord to talk to me, I'm afraid of what I might do. You see, you can't be afraid of the power of God. God's word got power this morning. And when the Lord God began to talk to you, I just stopped by to recap the Ten Commandments. God spake these words saying, I am the Lord thy God. I brought thee out of the land of Egypt. I brought you out of the house of bondage. Thou should have no other God before me. See, I want to let you know that I am the one true living God. Don't make any graven image. Don't make anything in the likeness of me. How are you going to make a God out of what God has already made? Silver and gold might be very valuable, but I stopped by to tell somebody. That was one of the problems with the children of Israel, that they always got caught up in idol worship. They always turned their backs on the living God. They forgot about the commandment that God gave them, that thou should have no other God before me. They forgot about you are not supposed to make any graven image. I want to know, is there anybody in Files Chapel that realize that you got to trust the power of God? When we look here at the Ten Commandments, it said, thou should not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. There was a time when you couldn't use God's name and say anything that was contrary to what God was all about. Is there anybody in the house that ever had a cuss in their mouth? You know how we got some folk that cuss in a nasty way. But if there's anybody that starts saying some things about God, if they say the GD word, you want to get away from them this morning. Because God said, don't take my name in vain. Don't use my name to do the thing that you want to do. The Bible tell me this morning that God said, remember the Sabbath day. You got to learn how to keep the Sabbath day holy. You got to learn that God said, in 6 days thou shalt do thy work. But on the seventh day after God created all things, all God said was make there be light, and then light came into existence. God the Father is right there by my side, and I want to thank my God this morning. I want to thank God for being that kind of God. When God said make the Sabbath day and let it be hallowed, in other words, you ought to be holy today. You ought to learn how to sit down somewhere. Don't let your boy child or your girl child, don't let your manservant or your maid servant. You got to learn how to rest just for a little while. And on Sunday, on on Sunday, you ought to think about the power of God. Not only when you're in the church house, but when you get home, you ought to still be thinking about God. We got some folk that come to the house of God and they holy, holy, hallelujah. And they get on the outside and curse somebody out. You better learn how to get that devil off you. Don't let your flesh rise up in you. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Seeing God said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy day may be along upon the earth. I give my daddy honor, even though my daddy didn't do a whole lot for me. But if it had not been for his sperm, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So I thank God for my daddy. I thank God for my mama. And I want to have some long days, so I got to learn how to give them honor. I believe that the Bible said that thou shalt not kill. If you didn't give life, why you're going to take life? You got to trust the power of a loving God. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If you got a good woman or a good man at home, you ought to stay home with what you got. So when you get out there with all them other folks, you are not keeping the law of God. You got to obey the laws of God. The Bible said that thou shalt not steal. If it's not yours, leave it alone. You got to learn how to keep your sticky hand out of somebody else's stuff. Everything that you see don't belong to you. And I was taught as a young boy, you got to work for what you want. And if you don't have the money to buy what you want, if you even see something in the refrigerator, ask me for what you want. Don't go in there like you done bought something. We got folk and children right now that just don't know how blessed you are. So when we grew up, you just couldn't go in and open up the refrigerator. You had to ask somebody, can I have a piece of bread? Can I have a glass of milk? Can I have a slice of bologna? And you better eat that bologna, because if you mess over that bologna and they find it on the floor somewhere, the next time you're not getting nothing. You set your messy self down. You can have anything that you're going to eat, but I don't have anything to throw away. Then the Bible said that thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Do we have any liars in here that always talking about somebody else? Don't run your mouth about nobody else until you realize who God is in your life. Then the last commandment, thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's, not his property, not his car, not his wife, not his clothes, not his substance. But I just want to let somebody know, if you want to understand these 10 commandments, first you got to trust God only, then you got to worship God only, then you got to not use God's name in vain, you got to give God's name honor, then learn how to rest on the Sabbath day and think about the goodness of the Lord. You got to learn how to respect and obey your parents. Protect all of those that respect the human life. Don't kill nobody, but trust the power of God. You got to be true to your husband or your wife. You cannot take things that don't belong to you. You got to stop lying on others and about others' things. You got to be satisfied with what you got. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you want to prove that you love Jesus, then you got to keep his law. You got to hold on and see what the end's going to be. If you love God, then you keep his commandments. And God will do what he said that he would do.